laws and customs relating to a married couple's bedroom. The following is a mere summary of these halachas, some of which have already been expanded in length in previous shiurim, and others which deserve their own detailed lesson, which is beyond the scope of this summary. And for all further information, you should relate to the article published on our website on the subject. So there are a number of halachas that relate to especially a married couple's bedroom, as recorded in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Achrayim, and we will begin with which direction should the beds face, and which direction should one face upon sleeping. So as we discussed in length in a previous lesson, there is a dispute between halacha and Kabbalah in this matter, and as to whether the beds, and thereby the sleeping, should take place from north to south, as say the codifiers, or from east to west, as rules the Zohar. And practically, although there are Poskim and of course Mekubalim who rule like the Shita of the Zohar, that the bed in a couple's bedroom should be from east to west, practically the Alter Rebbe, the Mishneh Berurah, and the main ruling follows, like the codifiers, that the bed is to be from north to south, with the head by the north area and the end of the bed by the south area. This practically means that the couple is to sleep with their head to the north and feet to the south. Nonetheless, being that the opinion of the Zohar does exist, the Alter Rebbe concludes, based on the Taz, that if it's not easily doable to align the beds from north to south as requires the codifiers, then one may follow the Zoharic opinion and have it faced from east to west. Regarding the Chabad custom in this matter, the Rebbe Ryatz replied to Rav Chodakov to follow the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch to align the beds from north to south, and so was likewise the reply of the Rebbe to Rav Leibel Groner when he asked him whether to follow the codifiers or Kabbalists, and he said he should follow the codifiers and have the bed from north to south. All the above is regarding a couple's bedroom. However, in the bedroom of a single individual, there is no preference whether the bed is aligned from north to south or east to west. However, another matter that some people are careful in is not to sleep with their feet vertically opposite the door. There is, however, no source for this restriction, and one who did not receive such a custom is not obligated to abide by it, although those who receive this tradition should continue to follow it if possible. Having a clean and tidy room. It's recorded in Sefer Hamidos and in the Pirush HaKosev of the Iyun Yaakov that it is especially important in a marital bedroom for the bedroom to be tidy and neat without things spread all over the room or have dirt or bad odors. As stated in many Sifrei Kabbalah based on the Zohar, this prevents the Sitra Achra from dwelling in the room, as the side of evil loves mess. And where there's mess, evil resides. Certainly, we do not want this to reside in the marital bedroom. In truth, this halacha would apply to any bedroom, not just a couple's bedroom, but it especially applies to a couple's bedroom in which the future of the Jewish people lie within procreation. Accordingly, the Paiskim based on Kabbalah also write that it's proper that under the beds be cleaned prior to intimacy in order to make sure that there are no repulsive items under it which would attract the Sitra Achra. Some also write that one is to remove all metal items from under the bed, as this can damage the potential child. So it was recorded in the Sfarim, Chesed LaAvraham, Yesod Yosef, Pischa Olam, Taos Yisrael, and Das HaKadusha. Regarding having Sfarim in the bedroom. So of course it's forbidden to have intimacy with Sfarim in the room unless they are doubly covered, or behind a mechitza. Due to this, it is proper to remove all holy items such as tefillin and Sfarim from the room, even not during times of intimacy, if one is sharing the same bed as their spouse, even though this is not required from the letter of the law. So concludes the Alter Rebbe in Chapter 40, Halacha 8, based on a dispute in Paiskim regarding this matter, and his arbitration is to initially be stringent. Accordingly, it's simply proper not to leave Sfarim around the marital bedroom during days of purity, unless it's doubly covered or behind a mechitza. However, during times of Nida, it is permitted to have Sfarim in the marital bedroom. It's recorded in the Paiskim, the Behetiv, Sefer Chassidim, the Elastam, the Mishneh Berurah, and Kafachayim, that it is forbidden for one to place a sefer on a bed that a couple sleeps on, especially when one is co-sleeping with his wife. So Sfarim should not be left on the actual bed. Regarding a mezuzah, if there is a mezuzah inside of the marital bedroom, then it must be covered. If it's not attached to the wall, such as one leaves a mezuzah in his drawer as a segula, then it must be doubly covered, with an additional cover to that of the drawer itself. If it's attached to the wall, then a single covering suffices, so long as the casing is not transparent. If it's transparent, then it must be covered. All this is if the mezuzah is facing inside the room, in accordance to Hilchos Mezuzah. If, however, it's facing outside the room, and when you close the door you can't see the mezuzah, then it does not need a double cover, or even a single cover, so long as the door is closed. If the mezuzah is inside the room and contains a non-transparent case, then even if you can see the letter Shin, which was printed on the case of the mezuzah, it's okay. If, however, they printed the full name of Hashem there, which they shouldn't do, or if you're able to see the Shin, Dalid, and Yud of the actual mezuzah, then it must be covered. Regarding pictures, pictures of individuals, including relatives, should not be hung in the marital bedroom. There's no problem with having pictures of the couple there. Practically, although there is surrounding discussion on this subject in Svarim, this should apply even to pictures of tzaddikim, that it should not be in the couple's bedroom. It's brought in the Gemara Maseches Eiruvin and recorded in many Paiskim, including the Alter Rebbe in Hilchas Sukkah, the Ramon Darkei Moshe, Rekiva Eger, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Kaf HaChaim, and others, that it is forbidden for one to sleep in a couple's bedroom together with the couple, as doing so invades on their privacy and prevents them from intimacy and private conversation. And this applies even if the wife is not pure. Nonetheless, if both the husband and wife fully agree to this, then it is permitted, as writes the Shara Tzion. Based on this, the Reish Chachma states that it's not proper for one to even look at a couple's bedroom, and thus it's proper for parents to educate their children not to enter into their bedroom, especially without their permission. And certainly when showing guests around, they should not be shown the parents' bedroom, even if you want to take them for a tour of the house. Regarding if the beds may be joined together during days of purity, so from the letter of the law, the only restriction in having joint beds is only during times of nida. And then certainly from the letter of the law it is allowed. And many are lenient in this matter. Nonetheless, it is an act of piety, as recorded in the Achreinim, the Behetiv, the Kisvei Arizal, the Or Tzadikim, the Kaf HaChaim, and others, to have two separate beds even during times of purity. There exists an oral tradition amongst some chassidim in the name of the Alter Rebbe that he in fact instituted this matter that the beds should be separate even during times of purity. Practically, although this matter is under debate as to the true intent of the Alter Rebbe's statement, nonetheless, chassidim are indeed accustomed to maintain separate beds throughout the year, even during times of purity. And those who add in matters of purity and holiness are praised, and each couple is to maintain a mutual agreement of what they desire to follow. Certainly also taking into account the fact that the children, older children and guests, may see the bedroom, and will wander undue attention. For further details on all of these subjects that we reviewed in this lesson, please refer to our corresponding article on our website.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.